have some clouds out there, but I think we're going to see a lot of blue sky today. It is a cold start to a Friday morning. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL KCRK. Really good to have you with us here on the radio. A lot of things going on all around the area. All right, here is one that might raise your blood pressure just a little bit. Watch it if you grab another cup of Joe and don't want to have too much when you hear this. All right. Fort Caulfield Gun Club. Every year they put on a gun show up at the Ag Trade Center. This year, the show goes on, but there will be no guns. We're going to be finding out more about this, but we did talk with Michael Letts of Unvest USA. He's got some rather frank opinions about the right to protect yourself against the criminals.
We have to do everything we can to make sure every citizen has the ability to fully exercise the Second Amendment rights that they have. This country, the Constitution guarantees them. And we need to actually be promoting and helping to make sure the American citizens are armed and they know how to use them. Not putting into place programs that somehow block or infringe on your ability to defend yourself, even if it's just with timetables. Well, you can't do it now, but we'll try to get you a permit within 10 days, or we need to do further checks, etc. The problem is the criminal element doesn't wait. And I think everyone can see that. When you get to the point where you have simple celebratory events, such as the Kansas City Chiefs parade, et cetera, being accosted by terrorists. Now, I realize the federal government says it was not a terrorist event. In fact, the recent thing being reported is it was a dispute among parties. You don't get a dispute among parties when you're talking about people dying, 9 to 10 children being injured, and 23 or more victims in a gunfight. That is not a matter of a dispute between parties. That is a terrorist act. You have to understand there are domestic terrorists and foreign terrorists. This country is poised to be hit by both in a very strong way over the next 12 months. Foreign terrorism because of all the illegal immigrants that are coming in. And we see that every day now. You have gangs of terrorists in New York City assaulting police officers of all things and then not being held accountable, being released the same day, giving the finger to America and walking out with great disdain. You see domestic terrorism with the active shooters in Kansas. And you see them even going after churches now. Illegal immigrants going after Joel Osteen's church, assaulting people there. So America sees what's happening. The last thing they want to see is a government that comes to it and say, sorry, that's just life. You can't do anything about it. You can't protect yourself. That's an abomination to this country. That's why we have the Second Amendment. And anyone who tries to do something and say, oh, no, we're going to curb your ability to defend yourself because we're protecting other people, is absolutely asinine. Because of the fact that it is that those who are determined to hurt our population, to hurt our citizens, are going to do so regardless of whatever regulations you have. They know how to get to the black market. They know how to steal firearms, possess firearms. They're going to do what they want to do to bring about destruction and decay, regardless of what the law-abiding citizen does. So we as a country need to make sure that we are doing everything possible to make sure our citizens know how to defend themselves. And Invest is carrying this step further. We're encouraging not only every American to own a firearm and know how to use it, but we have said before and continue to actively say every citizen needs to volunteer for either a posse, a sheriff's posse, police reserve, or state guard, and be commissioned to help enforce the law and to help protect their communities and their families. That's where this country needs desperately. We right now are in a situation unlike any situation we've ever had in history before, to where law and order is ceasing to be, and we are becoming a lawless society. And the only way to turn that around is for we as the American populace to rise up and say enough is enough. We're going to do what's necessary to keep ourselves, our families, and our children free and protected and safe.
All right. Now, it is because of the new Washington State laws that the Fort Colville Gun Club will not have firearms at their gun show this year. We'll be talking more about that as we get more information on it, but it's not the fairground's fault, not the county's fault. You point your finger right over at those people in Olympia. No guns at this year's gun show.
The President's Day sale is on now at Saunders Furniture. Now is the time to take advantage of interest-free financing. Get a whole room furnished starting at just $62 a month. With our 24 months, 0% interest financing, you can get a whole living room, bedroom, or dining room for one low price. Plus, President's Day sale pricing up to 30% off throughout Saunders Furniture. Lazy Boy recliners starting at just $4.99. Ashley reclining sofas starting at $9.99 at Saunders Outlet. Hurry in for the President's Day sale going on now at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet in downtown Colville.
All right, you want to point your finger at the Lawless Society? Point it right there at those guys over in Olympia. Man, do we need big changes over there. February 10th, on into the early morning hours of February 11th, 69 vehicles were broken into in Federal Way. Happened all over the city, on the street, shopping centers, apartment complexes, even some churches. The suspects, 5 juveniles in a reported stolen car. The Federal Way police chief, he blames the Washington no pursuit law that limited their pursuit. In 2021, Washington passed a law that limits when police can pursue suspects in vehicles. The law bans car chases for low-level crimes. Low-level crimes, that includes theft. It also requires police to have probable cause to pursue suspects for violent and sex crimes. Well, stealing a vehicle is a precursor to other crimes. The Federal Way police chief says organized retail theft, smash and grab burglaries, robberies, purse snatching, carjackings, homicides, and a spike in freeway shootings revolve around stolen vehicles. These are all occurring more and more because of anti-police, anti-pursuit policies. In this case in Federal Way, a patrol officer located the suspect vehicle, saw it was occupied by 5 individuals, found it at a McDonald's parking lot. As soon as the suspect saw the patrol vehicle, they sped away. Well, even though the suspects had allegedly damaged 69 vehicles, the officer allowed the suspects to escape capture under the current pursuit law that prevents officers from pursuing property crimes, including stolen vehicles. This is the results in Washington State of the Washington State Legislature and the governor's office. We need to take the stand and say enough is enough.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Yesterday, we talked with Stevens County Auditor Lori Larson. Today, we continue that discussion on some of the benefits of the new sub-agency for the licensing office here in Colville.
some of the benefits of having a new sub-agency. Customers have more options for their vehicle and vessel licensing needs, including expanded hours. Colville Auto Licensing is currently operating Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our locations in Kettle Falls, Chewelah, and Nine Mile Falls also remain happy to serve customers as well. Customers to the new sub-agency will likely appreciate a lobby space that can accommodate them while they wait, a luxury that the limited space within the courthouse has just not been made available to folks. An additional locally operated business is good for the local economy. Certain fees that might otherwise have been directed to Olympia are now staying local. It's standard, doesn't matter where you go. The difference is, though, when a customer does business at a sub-agency, those fees stay local. When a customer does business here in the courthouse, certain fees end up being allocated to the ferry system. And so you'll find some local folks who know that prefer to do their business in sub-agency locations. People like having other options. You know, sometimes folks will maybe evaluate the line here, and once they're made aware that they've got an option either in Kettle Falls or here in Colville or elsewhere in the county, then they'll make that choice. And I think that's going to be really good just for the overall safety and welcomingness of the courthouse, not to have a large stand of people right at that front door. The congestion in the courthouse was a motivating factor, and not just the congestion, but the possibility of having unhappy customers in the hallway and our staff not having the ability to see maybe the dynamics that are happening in that line. To me, honestly, it became a safety and security issue for my own staff that we break up some of that congestion and have a better flow of customers just for everyone's health and happiness. I've had to go out there once and close the door for an emergency staff meeting and basically have somebody who was being really belligerent on the other side of the door for my staff. It happens everywhere. Folks have given themselves permission to be really poorly behaved in a lot of different environments, and it's concerning. It's a concerning issue. When I'm tasked with protecting people in my employ, and not having eyes, not having the ability to secure that space was a consideration.
All right, that's Stevens County Auditor talking about that new sub-agency. So you've got Kettle Falls, Colville, Chewelah, down 9 Mile Falls, where you can get your tag for your boat or your vehicle, or do a title transfer. Well, a little disappointment from the folks on the Republican side over in Olympia. They say the Democrats have rejected proposals to make life more affordable, communities safer, and drug-free and homeless, not addressing that. John Satgast has more on that.
Reflecting on what the legislature has done so far this year, Representative Peter Abarno of Centralia said at a press briefing on Wednesday, majority Democrats have missed several opportunities to fix Washington.
There were a number of really good policies, Homes for Heroes and rent relief incentives that didn't even get hearings. The real difference we saw in the priorities from at least the House majority was spending versus finding more efficient programs that would make bigger difference.
House Republican leader Drew Stokesbury told reporters he was most troubled with three pieces of legislation.
One is that would effectively ban natural gas for Washingtonians. I think that's the wrong direction. Two others that passed this week that I think we're concerned with are unemployment insurance for striking workers and rent control. Ultimately, they are going to do more harm than good.
Bills that passed out of the state house are now being considered by the Senate. John Satgast, the state capitol.
All right, one of the big winners this year over in Olympia. Well, Senate Capitol budget has $1.3 billion for schools.
The Capitol budget funds construction and maintenance. Senator Mark Schessler is the Senate Republican Capitol budget lead.
The chair and I agree that we need a very strong approach to funding school construction.
The spending plan allocates nearly $122 million to school construction.
What government is supposed to do, fund K-12 construction.
Schessler says there's also money for Eastern Washington communities recovering from two tragic fires.
There is money to the Spokane County Conservation District to get conservation back on the ground for property owners. And there's also an allocation of model toxics funds for cleaning up home sites, testing for hazardous materials to help these people get started rebuilding.
The proposal includes major funding increases for behavioral health facilities, affordable housing, and more. Senate budget writers will now meet with their counterparts in the House to negotiate the final capital budget for the state. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Miles Rice getting 25 points. Isaac Jones added 21 points, 9 rebounds. Washington State Cougars beat Cal 84-65 last night. 6th straight win for the Cougars. The Cougars within a half a game of first place Arizona in the Pac-12. Jalen Wells added 12 points. It started really slow for both teams, but the Cougars, they ended up with a 12-point lead by halftime and then maintained a double-digit lead thereafter. The Cougars, they've got another big game coming up on Saturday, 2:30 in the afternoon pregame, 3 o'clock tip-off. WSU takes on Stanford in Pac-12 basketball. Casey Jones got 26 points. Eastern Washington Eagles defeating Idaho State Bengals 88-82 last night. The Eagles are now 17-8 on the season. Graham Icke scored 23 points. Nolan Hickman added 22. Gonzaga pulled out a 91-74 victory over Loyola Marymount last night. Icke finished 11 of 19 from the field for the Bulldogs. They are now 19-6 overall, 9-2 in the West Coast Conference. Hickman, 7 of 12 overall. Really a close game at the half. Gonzaga only a 1-point lead at the half. It was 47-46, but Gonzaga took the lead for good in the second half. On Saturday, Gonzaga hosts Pacific in college basketball. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Flowner Electric at 423 West 1st Avenue in Colville. Flowner Electric offering a full range of services for residential and commercial remodels, new construction. Flowner also offers electrical materials for sale to the general public. Call Flowner Electric, 509-684-8353. Not that warm today, but we'll have sunny skies, 35 for a high. Expect winds out of the north at 5 miles an hour. Back down to near 15 tonight, mostly clear. Saturday, we're going to start things off sunny skies, get to 38 degrees, but good chance we'll see a little bit of snow overnight. Snow likely early in the day Sunday and then turn to rain. On President's Day, Washington's birthday, a high of 42, mostly cloudy skies, a 50% chance of rain mixed with snow, dropping to 31 Monday night. Still a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday, mostly sunny by Wednesday and Thursday. Flowner Electric, your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs, serving the Tri-County area since 1992. Call 684-8353 at Flowner Electric. Right now, no wind here in the valley. The barometer, very high. The barometer up at 30.60. And a kind of chilly 19 degrees here at the radio station. Really good to have you with us on the radio. It's Friday. That means the weekend's right around the corner. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. We're right at 7:30.